Yeah, everyone loved that.
Okay, shall we begin?
Yeah. How much fun was it doing Una?
Oh, so much fun doing Una. I got to play a feisty little sassy hedgehog, and it was very close to myself. And yes,
just feeling it,
yes,
feeling your answer.
I love it, yes. Mm-hmm. But I had a lot of fun. You're one of my favorite characters.
So. Nice segue. Thank you very much. It was fun for me as well.
Yes.
I play Hanso Horse. It was good. He's insane and rude. So
yes.
Very much like my Uncle Rudy.
Oh, did you base it off of Uncle Rudy?
I did. Did you?
I did base mine off of Uncle Rudy.
Yeah,
also.
He has so many personalities.
He's got many sides of himself.
Yes, a dodecahedron.
Yeah.
It's 12 sides. Sorry.
So how was it from playing pregnant virgin to this, right?
One in the same. It was like one in the same. Yes.
Oh no. I have not touched it. This is. You can go for it.
Thank you. Really?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. This I touched, so that's not. It's totally. You
okay,
can just
so I'll
shove,
put my
shove
right
it. You can
out.
Make out with it.
Yeah.
Thanks for.
Yeah, just, it was very sweet. You're very sweet.
Well, it's neutral. It's pH 7.
It's
maybe you guys should just do a show together.
We're working on it.
Actually,
we're taking it on the road.
Yeah,
USSO so. Tour.
USSO. It's very close to the Soviet Union. But
Yeah. That's what we're doing. It was, you know, they're just so vastly different. So it's so fun to be able to go into a booth and play all kinds of different characters and use the different intonations of my voice because I tend to go on the deeper side, but... yeah, so it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I like Una. She's cool.
She's great.
When you both step into the booth to record your characters, what do you visualize? Do you think, oh, there's a pasture, I'm a horse in the pasture, or a hedgehog going under the fence? What do you visualize when you go into the booth?
No, please, you. I would love to know what you visualize.
Before I enter the booth, I remove my hoodie, I remove my fanny pack,
yeah.
I stare at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, what's up, horseman? Time to bring it hardcore and bring all of the love to everyone, and then I eat some hay.
So he's a method actor.
Yeah. What about you?
I bought a small farm of hedgehogs.
Just hedgehogs?
Just hedgehogs.
How do you feed them?
I don't.
Cool. So there. So R.I.P.
Yeah, yeah. So R.I.P. What was the original question?
What do you visualize?
What do you visualize? So I what is really, I mean, I'm going to be honest, I have a crazy imagination, so I kind of try to make the world around me. Yes. So when I'm there playing a hedgehog, I kind of like can creepily see the world around me.
Super not creepy.
No?
No.
Promise?
Subscribe. Nope.
Okay.
VR goggles.
VR goggles.
Yeah, technology is
That's
great.
That's what it feels like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a question for both of you. This is such a beautiful movie. What is one lesson
that you are enough and to be yourself always. Yourself is exactly what you need to be. It'll take you far. I like the be yourself.
That is a wonderful answer. I cannot make a better answer, so I will just reword it in my own way to make it sound like an original idea.
Go.
Hey, don't listen to those people. Just do your own thing because you're dope and sassy.
Yes! I like that one.
Oh, nice. Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Mamacita. Good to see you again.
How much of your parts were improv?
A good portion.
Yes, 23%.
Yeah, mine like 24.
24 for you?
Yeah, just
that's
a little bit more than 23.
I get it. Listen, ladies, one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We need a one-up.
You need a one-up, finally.
Yeah. Oh. Too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah. A lot, actually. So we definitely have a template and a skeleton, but in there with Carlos. Carlos is so fantastic. He did Rio. He did, you know, he's just quite the genius. He would bounce different lines off of me, and then there would be like a point where he'd be like, so say it the way you would say it. You know? Or if it's not making sense, make it, you know, put it in your mouth in a different way. And so there was definitely a lot of opportunity to kind of bring your own, like, oomph to it. Mm-hmm.
They like. I think they cast us to be like the characters we were. So they're like, man, sit in your own suit of humanity and go for it. So,
ooh,
you know.
Yeah.
So how do they approach you to say, we're making fun of Dad? Tell me what you think. And what made you say I want to do this movie? Because this is a book I read to my kids. I read to my kiddo.
I grew up on Ferdinand the Bull, so I was a huge fan of Ferdinand the Bull. It's my niece, who's 7, it's her favorite book. So there was like a lot of part of me that wanted to do it for her, for myself, obviously. But it's my boyfriend's favorite because he's like a fighter and he is a softie. So I'm a big fan of the story itself. When they asked me to do it, I wanted in because of my childhood memories.
Yeah, I love to enter weird worlds that you cannot know. I would like to look like a horse on a Tuesday, but it's very difficult. The mane, it takes many years for me. My hair grows slow. So to be able to enter a very fun world and just do some crazy things with a very positive message, hey, count me in, I like it, even though I played a bad guy.
Right. Yeah.
Do you find it easier or harder to do an animated film where you're not really on a set or interacting versus being in a live action?
I think it's just so different. I think they're just so different. You get to exercise your imagination, I would say, more in animation because you have to create so much around you. And with live action, it's pretty much all there for you to grab at. But they're just such different experiences. They're almost too difficult to compare. I enjoy so much in both of them that don't like bleed into the other. So they're very different.
I think it's very nice to have a collaboration, like in the real time with the cameras. It's a huge collaboration, and you can see it happen. In this one, we do a thing, and then a year later, you see what they have done with you,
it's
and
true.
They've collaborated very nice. It's like a baking a cake, but in one time, it takes 40 minutes, and in this one, it takes 18 months.
Yeah, or 8 years, right?
Eight years for donkeys.
But it's like we've never been able to interact in the booth. We've never even passed by one another, but like you said, the collaboration's on screen, and it exists, and it's awesome. So it's very different. Yeah, you're right. Live action, you get to be a part of something greater.
Ooh, you're in it. Yeah, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in the booth, you're like, you have to get in by yourself.
Ooh, just a solo.
Just a solo.
You're playing golf.
It's like Beyonce, Destiny's Child.
Ooh. Yeah. So Beyonce would be the better choice. The better choice.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So we did it.
We are Beyonce.
I'm a survivor.
Yes.
I hope someone puts a ring on it.
Yes.
And a producer.
Yeah.
You're going to put your producer hat on and hopefully find some more projects like this that you can voice and animation for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm really lucky. I'm co-producing Carmen Sandiego, which I'm the voice of with Netflix, which is very, very exciting. But yeah, I'm producing. We produce as much as possible. We haven't gotten into the world of film quite yet, but we've got some TV shows off the ground and we're doing animation now.
Same for me. We are starting, it's called Marcus Frankfurt, which is like Carmen Sandiego, but it follows a man named Marcus through Germany's fourth largest city, Frankfurt.
I really hope you're telling me the truth.
Me too. So check out Marcus Frankfurt.
Coming in 2020?
2500.
2500.
In
2500.
On Netflix.
So you just picked your own show, so she'll be directing it.
Yeah,
yes.
Or producing
right.
It, yeah.
There you go, perfect.
Please, thank
in
you.
In 2500.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
We've got some time. Mm-hmm. We're giving that one space.
Mm-hmm.
To build.
Let it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
terminate.
To let it marinate, yep. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
How do you find the voice that, you know, this is Una, for sure?
I feel like a lot of it could be, like, written. I feel for Carlos, he made Una... He wanted her to be protective, and she's got her two younger brothers that she's protecting, and she's that Napoleon complex where she's larger than life but itty-bitty and, you know, is fearless but really kind of terrified of everything. And so he had that so written out that finding where my vocal range will bring that to life. But I definitely tried a few different vocal ranges with him. So he was like, I like that. Stay there. And then he'd keep playing it for me so I can go back into that voice.
Yeah, that's true. I like to remove my shoes and then really get... I'm like a very much a mover. Like in my dream, like I want the man with the microphone running around the studio with me.
Wow.
Yeah, they said, no, that's not possible.
Because that's not how they do it.
Slow down, that's not the right way.
You probably run really fast too.
I have some pretty good acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Usain Bolt of Erlangen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I have short legs, so
you
I don't run very fast.
But okay.
But I'm okay with that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is it boxing?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a runner, you're a fighter, right?
There we go, yeah.
Hey, coming soon on Netflix.
Yeah, a song. It's a song. It's not going to be on Netflix. Bill, Spotify.
Spotify, coming soon. Download the app.
How many takes did you ruin by making your co-stars
laugh? What's good is we didn't have to work with it.
So to answer your question, I ruined all of my own takes.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, I'm not in the film. They have cut me out completely. So stay tuned for Marcus Frankfurt coming very soon.
2500.
Yeah.
But if I worked with him, I think he would probably mess up every single one of my takes. He's hilarious.
Rude. That's really the answer.
You're hilarious.
Have you guys seen the finished product?
No.
Slow my rolls. I've seen it. It's very good. You did
good.
A wonderful job.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
You will love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you get to see it?
I answered someone emailed me from an anonymous account, and then I met them in a weird...
And they exchanged a small envelope
that
turned into multiple envelopes.
And then a man called to take the blue pill, and so then I looked outside, and then Neo was there. So it's like, what? He's like, jump across. I can't. And then I bent a spoon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way I would have been able to do all that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't see it then.
And did you cry? Oh,
of course. Yeah.
You didn't see it.
You didn't cry?
No.
I saw it.
He said he cried.
I saw it. Yeah, I laughed.
Yeah.
I cried.
I felt silly. I'm like, oh, please don't kill the ball.
No. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
Don't read the book.
Oh, yeah. You already know.
Yeah.
Okay. He likes flowers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you like most about your character?
My not just because horses wear these, but my character has blind spots and doesn't have any idea what an idiot he often is, and I love that. I love when someone is clueless, but they are really excited and totally just misguided.
Yes.
That's fun to me.
Can you dance with him?
Oh, have you seen my moves? this
I think
is.
You need to bust it out
right now. Well, okay, we are here. Can we hear these moves? Dollar bills.
Yeah,
maybe at the Hamilton.
Yes. I definitely can identify with my character being a little, you know, tough chick. And I really like to play strong women. I'm a big fan of that, and opportunities that have come across my lap, I was going to say. I don't know why it would come across my lap or my desk, because I don't own a desk.
It's a digital age.
But I do have a lap.
A lap where the top goes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because of that, I was a huge fan. A huge fan of Uno.
Do you have advice for girls? Maybe that want to follow in your footsteps?
I would love to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. What do you want to do in life? What excites you right now? What's the most exciting thing about life right now? Go. First thing on your mind.
Going to the carnival.
Going to the carnival. Nice.
Meeting you guys. Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, are you going to audition soon for something?
Performing arts.
Oh, awesome. Doesn't look like it's exciting too much.
She doesn't like being in front of people. She gets nervous, but she wants to be a songwriter.
Oh, nice.
That's very cool. Well, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And you can feel uncomfortable whenever you want to feel uncomfortable. You're allowed to feel however you want to. And then you can just fuse it all up in your song lyrics.
The most exciting thing
I love it. Those are two great things.
Like combined, like you just dumped the ice cream and then eat it off of the book.
And that's how she reads.
That's how I read. Sloppy.
That's amazing. That's exciting.
I go to an art school and we're in the middle of making a short film.
That's very cool. Last night I made two short films on my iPhone with my boyfriend and his brother in my house.
And
I think they're fabulous.
Fabulous?
They're fabulous.
So fabulous, there's a space.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's wildly fabulous. Yeah, exactly. Mm. That's very cool. How about you do?
I'm
He's excited for his sister.
Yeah, there you go. You excited for your sister? Yeah, be excited for your sister.
Sweet.
How about you, Beauty?
Sleep.
Yes.
Girl, right here. I am so excited about sleep.
Wait, while you're at me, I have a question that I've been wanting to know. What happened to Trace?
To Trace?
Trace.
Oh, to Trace.
We
oh, we
talk.
Do not speak
we
of Trace.
Speak.
What application did you use for your short film that you're working on?
Oh, iMovie.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
iMovie on my iPhone.
Warm up
and
that Oscar train.
Hello. It's going to happen.
I know. That's why I'm saying to warm up the Oscar train.
You're right.
Because it can arrive then.
You're right.
It's a long distance.
It's long distance. I got to warm it up now?
Yeah, too good. Yeah.
We're going to go warm up my Oscar
train.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you for being
a watch fight last night.
You know I did.